Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Check it out when you get a chance. We got archives, articles. The Brain Trust members are there. We got a knowledge base, AskJim.biz is there. And please subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also the poll question. Don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different question that we ask you every week. We want to know what you think. And click on your answer, and you will be able to see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. Jay Myers is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Keep Swinging, the award-winning book, Keep Swinging, recently won the Ethan Award, the founder and president of Interactive Solutions, which is a video company, a company that helps corporations produce videos, right? Basically, to record and to communicate with video technology.
Well, primarily, Jim, we do video conferencing, so people that have, you know, remote offices and things like that. We do have audio visual integration, so people that want to, you know, have some high level camera equipment and audio and microphones and speakers and things. We can certainly help them with that as
Give us that website again, please.
It's ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
All right, so check it out. Jay, you know, we're 18 months into the recovery. The recession's been over for a year and a half. And one of the things that I've been reminding people about, we've been at the point now for some time where if your business is not doing very well, if you're not getting the performance that you think you should be getting, it's time to start saying, okay, maybe it's not the economy. Maybe it's me. In other words, we're getting to the point now where it's getting harder and harder to blame the economy. Maybe it's time for a gut check. What do you think, Jay?
Well, I think so, Jim. You know, we've been very fortunate. We navigated through this pretty well at Interactive Solutions. You know, last year in 2009, year over year from 2008, we were down about $1 million. So we had a little bit of a, you know, I don't know, from a percentage standpoint, 6-8% slip.
Right.
But this year we've just absolutely, we've taken it to the house. I mean, we got.
But how do other people make that happen?
Well, in small business, to me, it's still all about working the niches. And you've got to find, you can't be all things to all people. You've got to find what you're good at, what you know you're good at over a period of time, you know, in our case, almost 15 years later, and just work it. You know, you
don't leave no stone unturned.
You know, if you get a little panicky trying to get into new things and trying to, you know, get crazy, you know, if you've got a good business that's been working for a number of years, just stay after it, enhance it, work it even better, and keep every day out there networking, looking for new customers. I think in this economy in particular, well, and even in the past, small businesses that have done pretty well for a number of years, they get complacent. Oh, Joe's always done business with me over here and there, and you don't go and continually look for new business.
But isn't the key, Jay? Isn't the key to success? Something, this is something that has never changed. It's just a heightened degree of awareness, it seems to me right now. Isn't the key to success today and in the future, more than ever before, to find out what customers want? Talk to customers. Stay close to customers. I mean, all this stuff that you and I talk about, you know, it all boils down to are you taking care of customers?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Jim. I mean, I think when we've ever gotten in trouble, and we're not perfect over here, by the way, so don't get too caught up in the sales hype. We've had our issues, too. When we've gotten in trouble is when we stop going out, seeing customers, listening to them, and getting the real story behind why they're buying and what their issues are. And if small business owners will do that, even today, you know, I'm not buying off, by the way, just a quick comment about this recovery's upon us. And let me tell you why. When you have unemployment still out there, you know, 10 and 15, and in case of Nevada where I was, 20%, it's still rough out there. It's still very – I talked to a banker last night, asked him how his business was, and he said, you know, it's just flat. People are – they're depositing a lot of money. They're not getting loans, and they're not there's not a lot of confidence in that. I think the recovery can happen when people get – small business owners get more confident – and their ability to go forward. And we're doing that. We decided in 2010 to double down. I added 16 employees this year.
Wow.
I'm over 60 employees now, so 61, I believe. I'm going to hold tight on that for a little while and see where we go. But
do you believe, based on now that the election's over, do you believe that the economy is going to do you believe confidence is going to return to the economy now that the election's over?
Well, I could get probably political with you.
I didn't say political. No, I didn't say anything about political.
Okay.
I said now that the election's over and it's behind us, do you think there's an emotional dam that's going to break and that people will start feeling a little bit less uncertain?
I think so, because I think now we're going to have some balance. We heard basically one side of the story for 2 years, and now I think with the other folks coming in, the Republican and everything,
right.
I think this is going to be an interesting next couple of years. Jim, I got to tell you something real quick because it made me think about
30 seconds.
Out in Nevada, they had the election out there and everything, and one of the candidates is talking about creating jobs through the government.
Right.
The other one was not.
Right.
I think for small business owners and the government should intercede. This is my opinion. I didn't get the government to start my business
or help
me start it. I just want them to get out of my way.
Get out of the way.
My business.
Well said. No, I agree with you 100%. That's not political at all. That's basic facts. And that's the issue. And that's the crux of the political debate is who can best create the jobs. And I'm with you. Small business owners create the jobs. Businesses create the jobs, not the government, at least not the good ones, not the enduring ones. Hey, Jay, ISITN.com, is that right?
That's correct.
ISITN, that's his book. His website, his award-winning book is Keep Swinging. Jay Myers, thank you for being here. Good job today. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.